This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump told the Axios news site that he did not discuss an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump, in an excerpt from an interview released Wednesday by Axios, said he discussed other things with Putin in a phone call last week and reiterated his dismissal of the bounty allegations. The president says the intelligence community didn't think the accusations were real and they were not worthy to reach his desk. U.S. defense and intelligence companies have long been concerned about Russian interference in Afghanistan, complaining repeatedly that Moscow has been providing the Taliban with weapons and training. A Pentagon report released July 1st, while making no mention of the alleged bounties, warned Russian involvement is growing. A U.S. lawmaker has tested positive for the coronavirus prior to a trip with President Trump Wednesday. The news site Politico was the first to publish a news on Representative Louie Gohmert, who has been seen recently on Capitol Hill without a mask. The Texas lawmaker tested positive after being screened Wednesday at the White House before he was set to depart with President Trump on a flight to Gohmert's home state. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says he tested positive for once having COVID-19, but overcame it. Lukashenko said doctors believed he was asymptomatic at the time. The Belarusian leader did not clarify when he became ill or provide access to his doctors. Observers noted that Lukashenko's schedule remained busy and he was never seen wearing a mask in recent months. This is VOA News. A new daily record in COVID-19 infections in Japan, the country topping more than 1,000 cases for the first time since the pandemic began. Japanese broadcaster NHK reports the daily total surpasses 1,200 cases, but the exact number of new cases could not be verified. Districts like Osaka are reporting their highest numbers of infections. For example, officials in the Western Prefecture reported 221, the first time the daily infection figure has surpassed 200. Britain said Wednesday it has signaled a deal for up to 60 million doses of potential coronavirus vaccine being developed by Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline. With four deals so far, Britain has struck more coronavirus vaccine agreements than any other country. The UK has secured 250 million doses for a population of 66 million. Reuters reports the EU is also working towards strengthening COVID-19 treatments. A spokesman says the EU has made available up to $53 million to increase the number, to increase the collection of plasma from COVID-19 survivors for the treatment of people who contract the disease. The CEO of America's four largest tech firms are testifying before U.S. Congress as lawmakers try to rein in big tech. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Google's Sundar Pichai, and Apple's Tim Cook are speaking via video conference. Together, the companies represent $5 trillion of the U.S. economy. President Trump, who has long clashed with several big tech companies, threatened to take action against them Wednesday via Twitter. Facebook and Apple's chief executives have said they plan to use the competition from China to push back against lawmakers seeking to rein them in. Subcommittee Chairman David Cicilline has been looking into allegations by critics that companies have hurt competitors and consumers with their business practices and seemingly insatiable appetite for data. On Wednesday, Zimbabwe agreed to pay $3.5 billion in compensation to white farmers whose land was expropriated by the government to resettle black families. The action moves the country a step closer to resolving one of the most divisive policies of the Robert Mugabe era. U.S. stocks rose on Wednesday as a slew of positive earnings updates and hopes for continued support from the Federal Reserve overshadowed concerns about next steps for the government's coronavirus relief plan. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.